Welcome to this podcast. I've asked a mother whose daughter was born about 6 months ago, Carmen, to join me so that she could tell you a little bit of her experience listening to her daughter and really paying attention to her daughter's emotional needs as well as her needs for nourishment and play. So, Carmen, thank you for joining us.
Sure.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your daughter, when she was born, and a little bit about her birth, because that does have something to do with how babies feel.
Okay. So Daisy was born on June 24th of this year, so she's about 5.5 months old, almost 6 months. And when she was born, I guess the most challenging part of her birth was when it came time for me to push her out. It took me 3 hours, actually, to push her out, which I don't think is normal. And when she finally emerged, the umbilical cord was wrapped around her neck, and they found some, I always mispronounce this, but meconium, I think it is.
Yeah,
in
that's
her,
right.
In the placenta, and she had swallowed it, so she had to have that suctioned out and get some oxygen. And it all happened really fast. So some of it I remember, and some of this was like what was told to me that happened, which is great. I mean, they cut the umbilical cord quickly and took care of all that really, really fast.
Uh-huh.
But you know, of course, that would be really frightening for someone to be in the womb for 3 hours with an umbilical cord around their neck. And I just remember when I was pushing, like, I could push her out, but she would always come back. So I think the umbilical cord was, like, pulling her back.
Mm-hmm.
So it took a while before she was able to come out, and she was able to get all that taken care of. And when she, after they, you know, took care of that, she was actually pretty alert. When I held her in my arms, her eyes were wide open. She was peeking out at everybody and everything, which is something that she still does. Like, she's still very curious and likes to look out at the world.
Okay. Well, we're talking about listening, you know, meeting children's emotional needs, especially when they're very, very young. And I just wanted to ask you whether, and we're helping parents learn that crying sometimes means that a child needs to eat, and sometimes it means that a child just doesn't feel good, and that listening is really, really helpful, that the most powerful thing you can do as a parent is to connect with your child and just help them feel safe while they get the bad feelings out. So tell us a little bit about early in Daisy's life, during her first few weeks, how that was. You know,
yeah.
Did you notice a pattern to when she wanted to cry, and how could you tell the difference between when she needed to eat and when she just didn't feel good?
Right. Well, I felt like I knew that I really wanted to stay listening with her, because I just really believe in it and just wanting to stay connected to her. So I already had it in my mind that that was a tool that we were going to use. And, of course, as a new parent, you know, you want to make sure that their diaper is changed. You want to make sure that they're not crying because they're hurt or because they're hungry. So I would generally just take care of all those things first.
Mm-hmm.
I would make sure that her diaper was changed. I would feed her. And then after, if she still had feelings, which she generally did the first 2 weeks, usually after the morning feeding, I would say like the 8 or 10 o'clock, she would usually have a lot of feelings after that, in which she would cry for anywhere from a half an hour to an hour or so.
And what would you do while she was crying?
Well, I would generally hold her. Sometimes, I think when we started out, I held her with both of my hands around her head in front of me, and I would look at her. Later on, it got to be more just comfortable to cradle her in my arms and look at her that way. But as long as there was eye contact between us, that was the most important thing. So
would she look into your eyes as she was crying, or would she mostly just have her eyes shut tight?
Mostly she would have her eyes shut tight. I mean, it kind of went from, like, eyes shut tight to looking away until finally looking at me. And so that's when Because, you know, as a parent, when your baby is crying, it's painful to you. It's hard. It's, you know, your heart is aching for them. But when she would make the journey to have her eyes meet mine, that's when I kind of knew, okay, she's coming out of it, and she's probably going to stop crying soon. But the eye contact, I think, was like the key piece to know that, you know, she had some feelings, just recognizing when she couldn't look at me. And that's when I knew that she probably needed to cry.
Okay. And what would you say to her while she was crying? If I mean, did you talk to her while she was crying?
Yeah, I definitely did. And I think it varied. Sometimes if I knew, I don't know, I guess I really tried to, like, name what was going on. So if she was arching her back, I would kind of, and, like, pushing her feet, I would look at that. It's usually either two things. Either she's scared or she's angry. And I think early on it was mostly fear. So I would say things like, I'm really sorry that you're scared and you're really strong and, you know, go ahead. I'm here for you. You know, I want to hear everything that you have to say and just tell her how much I love her and, you know, I'm here. Just keep telling me how you feel, just really making that connection, letting her know that I'm there. And I think as a parent, like, just having some things to say was the way that I felt like I was doing something. Because I think, you know, they're doing most of the work by crying, and there's a way where you just feel helpless. So being able to offer some comforting words to have her hear my voice and know that I'm there felt like that we were really working together to help her get through these really hard feelings.
Would she acknowledge any of the things that you were saying in any way that you could tell?
Sometimes she, I mean, I think, you know, she might kind of, her voice kind of, her crying might get a little lower as my voice, as my voice was coming out to her. So it's like she was trying to hear me. And then eventually when she would look into my eyes, you know, and acknowledge what it is that I was saying.
And what would happen at the end? Would she fall asleep? Would she really, what would happen when she was finished crying?
I would say, like, the first week, she would just fall asleep. And sometimes she would wake up and cry again, because I don't think that she was done. But later on, she would cry and cry, and then all of a sudden just look up at me with, like, joy and wonderment, you know, and kind of talk a little bit, maybe smile, or just kind of just stare in my eyes, you know, just totally just stare and be. I mean, those were like the most powerful times, I think, was when she would just stare into my eyes and just be so connected in. And it definitely made it feel like, you know, it was worthwhile to listen to her cry.
And for how many weeks did she do these cries, long cries in the morning?
I would say the intense one for the first 2 weeks of her life. And then it just got more sporadic, like sometimes in the evening she would cry. And I think I just started to kind of know more when to expect it, like when I went back to work. And I've been really lucky that I've been able to stay home during the day. But like the first week when I went to teach in the evenings, like she would kind of have a lot of feelings when I came home. And I'd listen to her cry for about 20 minutes. Yeah, but generally those first 2 weeks were when it was the most intense.
Okay. Yeah. And we have just a moment left. So now she's almost 6 months old?
Yes.
And what's happening with, you know, does she have feelings sometimes that you listen to? What does it look like now?
Yeah, she has, I mean, since we've started going to the doctor and getting immunized, so she's gotten shots. And so she has a lot of feelings there. And I listened to her when we're in the doctor's office. And I think what I see is that Daisy knows that she can cry. And so she does. And sometimes it's brief and sometimes it's not. I mean, I feel like she still has feelings about getting shots, because lately when I put her on her diaper changing table, like her legs get really stiff. A few times she's been crying really passionately. So I think that it might just remind her of getting those shots, because it's somebody standing over her and her legs are bare. And So I think it kind of gets her there. So I just listen to her cry and say, you know, I'm sorry that you're scared and I'm here for you. And she's had, you know, a few incidents maybe when she gets overstimulated.
Mm-hmm.
She might start to cry. There was a time when I had to go to work for the whole day just because I had a bunch of meetings in the afternoon. So I was gone from 1 in the afternoon till 9 o'clock, and
mm-hmm.
I had put her, because our pattern is I come home at 9, and then we go in the room, and, you know, I sing with her, I read her a story, and kind of nurse her, and then get her to go to sleep, and that happened really quickly,
mm-hmm.
and she fell asleep, and then within an hour, she woke up just crying, and I just figured that she just felt disconnected, because I was gone all day, and kind of rushed into sleep, so.
Uh-huh.
I just listened to her for about a half an hour until uh-huh. she fell back asleep, and she slept fine. So.
And how was she in the morning?
She was great. Oh. I mean, it's really cool with her, too. Like, she wakes up smiling
mm-hmm.
all the time. Like, mm-hmm. you know, she'll wake up, and you look at her, and she's just so happy. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think my husband and I have just talked a lot about, because people comment on how calm she is and how happy she is, and I really think it has a lot to do with just listening to her feelings that
uh-huh.
it's given her a lot of confidence in herself, a lot of trust in the world, and
mm-hmm.
she just feels really connected to us.